Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to today's issues for the next 25 minutes. I'm Tim Wildman. Well, I'll be Tim Wildman for as long as God lets me be, but for the next 25 minutes, I'll be live here on the air. Ed Battagliano, Steve Jordahl is with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everyone.
And Dr. Ray Pritchard, Ray's in Kansas City, Kansas. What's the weather like today, Ray?
Oh, Tim, this golf weather today,
really?
Deep blue skies. It's a lot of green on the trees up here, and I think maybe 70 degrees before the day's done.
You're right.
Nice weather.
Well, I just hope the rain stops around here.
Ed, Tim just left the studio. I don't know what that was about.
That's right.
I'm out of here. I love y'all, but...
but there's a limit, friends.
There's a limit. All right, so much to talk about in the next 24 minutes now. Steve Jordahl, what do you have?
Man, let's start with the discrimination, if you will, against some pro-Trump or some conservatives. There's an organization that we talk to often. If you listen to American Family News, you hear about Act for America and its president, Brigitte Gabriel. They had planned a gala dinner, and they had reserved a room at Mar-a-Lago, which is the president's compound in Florida, which is open for these kind of a thing. It's a conference center type thing. And everything was going well. That is, until the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League got word of it and sent a letter to Mar-a-Lago saying, you shouldn't have this. This is a hate group, and you shouldn't do it. Well, the Trump Organization, which runs Mar-a-Lago, which is different than the Trump campaign or the White House, this is the business side that President Trump left behind for his other son to run in a blind trust, so they're not related. The Trump Organization said it in an email without elaboration, this event will absolutely not be taking place at Mar-a-Lago. And so they were canceled. And she is, Brigitte Gabriel, she had, Michelle Malkin was going to come and be the keynote speaker.
Who canceled her?
Mar-a-Lago, the staff at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, why didn't President intervene?
He's not doing business. He's not involved in...
Well, he should be.
Maybe he should be.
He's involved in everything else.
He was tweeting at the time.
Yeah. I think he's legally not allowed to. Isn't that right? He's kind of...
I guess that's right.
He had to divest himself.
Yeah.
Of those while... So there's no conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. Brigitte Gabriel.
Brigitte
Gabriel. She's a patriot.
Yes, she is.
Right.
And she loves our country. And I've been around her many times before. And it's a shame. Shame on... Okay, you're saying the president doesn't have anything to do with that.
That's what I think.
I'm sure the president would not have, had he known, kept her from having her event there.
Right.
But the fact that his lawyers, I guess, for the Trump Organization, she had it booked and then they said no.
Because she speaks out against radical Islam.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so does President Trump.
Right. No.
They let him stay there.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is some lawyers being PC that work for the Trump Organization.
Right.
That's what's happening here. Anyway.
Yeah. So let me talk about a second thing involving President Trump that's kind of troubling. Tomorrow on the 10th, 2 days from now on the 10th, the president is going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis. That's the big where the Timberwolves play. And it's the big, and he's
an NBA team.
NBA team plays, and he's expected to have it sold out or at least full. And I don't know, but I'm assuming the bathroom's there. Anybody can use, because it is the Target Center after all.
Target, the big retailer, is headquartered in Minneapolis.
Right, and they have naming rights to this arena, which is not here nor there. But the Minneapolis has a very left-leaning mayor. His name is Jacob Frey. And he said the city is not going to be providing any security because it's President Trump. In fact, I want to read for you a statement from this mayor.
What's his name again?
His name is Jacob Frey, F-R-E-Y.
So Jacob Frey, the mayor, has gotten a little spicy here.
Yes.
Spicy Frey.
But
I had to do that.
You have to, and we welcome this. This is a quote. Under ordinary circumstances, it would be an honor to welcome a sitting president of the United States to Minneapolis and to showcase all our city has to offer on the national stage. But these are not ordinary circumstances. Since taking office, President Trump's actions have been reprehensible, and his rhetoric has made it clear that he does not value the perspective or rights of Minneapolis's diverse communities. On October 10th, our entire city will not stand behind the president, but behind the communities and people who continue to make our city and this country great. While there is no legal mechanism to prevent the president from visiting, his message of hatred will never be welcome in Minneapolis. And to underscore this, he has told the Minneapolis Police Department that the police officers are not allowed to wear their uniforms in support of when they go to support, because the police union supports him. They cannot wear those things. He has decided that the president, his campaign, has to pay more than $500,000 in security and other costs if they want to have the event. By the way, in 2009, President Obama came and the city rolled out and paid $20,000 for security.
Now, did you just say $500,000? Is that what they're wanting the president's people to pay?
$530,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this article on Fox News talking about it says it's a stunning number, an amount, $530,000.
It's just meant to
$500,000. Yes.
Take his money away.
Yeah, and now President Trump has threatened to sue the company that manages the arena. Now, I will say this. When this mayor, Jacob Frey, has told police they cannot wear their uniforms, I at least understand that, because these are police who, if they wear the uniforms, make it look like the city itself or the police force is supporting the president as an institution, so to speak, which would mean that police who do not support the president are lumped in. I understand that.
Well, but consider this, that when Barack Obama came in 2009 and he paid $20,000 as opposed to more than $500,000 in security, the mayor mandated that police be there.
Well, that's,
stand,
yeah, that's
behind
wrong.
Behind him in uniform.
All right, now that's man. Wrong. So I withdraw. Counselor, I withdraw. My
same mayor?
Same mayor.
I'm trying to be fair-minded here, and you just can't be fair-minded with the far left.
Yeah. No.
I believe it's the same mayor. I should take that with under advisor. I'm not sure if it's the same mayor, certainly the same political.
But just to clarify, Steve, the rally is going to take place, right?
It is.
Okay.
And there will be lawsuits. I'm sure that there's a lawsuit coming towards Minneapolis for about $530,000 plus damages, I would guess. I don't know where I got that number, but yes.
You're saying that when President Obama came, they paid $20,000?
Yes, sir.
That would have been, say, 8 years ago?
2009, so 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Hmm. And that was when he was running for president?
Or he was already president? Yeah.
When did he become president?
2008.
Eight? Okay. So he's a sitting president, just like President Trump.
No, that's not right. Yes, it was. 2008
can't imagine.
He took office in 2009.
Can't imagine security would go up that much money.
Right.
No.
20 some times in 10
this
years.
This is retribution.
It is.
We can't stop you from coming to our city, but we're gonna increase the pain.
Right.
For coming here.
Right.
Yeah.
So all right, I'm just saying the radical left doesn't care about free speech. They don't care about fairness, even though that's all they talk about.
No, because as you pointed out, Ed, a few minutes ago, that the other side, the radical secular left, the so-called progressives, they view conservatives and Christians as illegitimate people.
Yeah, a threat to their way of life.
Right. So not worthy to even be heard.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
So
I was quoting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Deplorables.
Yeah.
Deplorables.
Yeah, she said you cannot be civil with a political party right. that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Right. So they're not.
Right.
So you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio Network. You got that the NBA woke story?
That's coming up next. I do, yes.
Right here on American Family Radio.
After these
the hits
messages.
Keep coming.
The National Basketball Association, you know, they are, I believe they're in their preseason and getting ready for another year. And they do big business in China. They had, remember Yao Ming for the Houston Rockets?
Yeah.
A lot of jersey sales over there. The NBA is an up-and-coming brand with the billions that live in China. And so they are a little sensitive, the NBA is. It looks like the Houston Rockets, who were the team for Yao Ming, by the way, their general manager, his name is Daryl Morey. He tweeted out the other day, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." It was a meme.
I'm aghast.
Wow.
What a controversial tweet.
So
wow.
Just to remind our listeners, there's some protests going on in Hong Kong where people are kind of fighting for their freedom and not to become part of China's very militant and suppressive regime, dictatorial regime. They've had some freedoms, even though they're part of China, based on a treaty they had with Great Britain years ago. So the NBA comes out, or this guy, Daryl Morey, comes out with his tweet, and China throws a fit. China decides we're not going to air any NBA preseason games. Morey takes his tweet down, apologizes profusely about it, and then, but it didn't sway the Chinese. They're still saying they're not going to air the preseason game. Remember, this is the NBA who's decided that they are not going to speak into, let their players, their employees, they say anything they want to. This is a statement from Adam Silver, who's the commissioner. He says the league will not put itself in a position of regulating what players, employees, and team owners say or will not say on these issues. It is inevitable that people around the world, including from America and China, will have different viewpoints. It is not the role of the NBA to adjudicate those differences. NBA players oftentimes very controversially, the hands up don't shoot Michael Brown if they want to.
NFL.
Well, the NBA too. And Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors. We're not going to visit the White House.
Right.
Steve Kerr said nothing, was asked about this, and Hampton Hawden said nothing.
Here's the point a lot of these folks, right, and you comment when I get through, and
sure.
then the other two gentlemen here. Okay, what you got in pop culture today is a word that's often used. It's called woke, folks. I had to learn this myself a few months ago, what this means exactly. It's a street word for enlightened, okay? It means you become enlightened on some kind of social injustice that needs to be addressed, and now that you've been, quote, woke, you're going to speak out. And one of those big issues is racial injustice, right? Racial injustice as defined by the left, especially by the hard left. So that's one of the other ones would be climate, and the other ones would be sexism. They're, you know, the usual suspects here,
right,
on the issues list. Well, so the NBA goes and is doing business in communist China. Communist China is well documented and unashamedly an oppressor of millions and millions of people. That's why what's going on in Hong Kong. They don't want Hong Kong to be, you know, to act freely. So they crack down on them. That's what the gentleman from the Houston Rockets was praising their bravery. The people, they're standing for freedom there in Hong Kong. The NBA came down on this guy, the general manager for the Houston Rockets. He had to retract his tweet and apologize. And then you have NBA players and spokespeople praising China, communist China, right? James Harden, I saw, did that, and others. So Now, if this were South Africa under apartheid, and okay,
right,
and the NBA were doing business in South Africa, then the same people that are saying, let's make money off communist China, would say, no, we have to resist this. We have to join the effort because apartheid is evil. It's wrong. And I would agree that is. But you see what I'm saying? They're woke if they want to be. But if it involves a lot of money or people they don't really care about, they're not woke.
Let me remind you that the NBA pulled their All-Star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina after
right.
the bathroom bill fiasco.
Right.
Yes, they were woke.
They were woke then.
They had conviction.
Right.
Right? But when it comes to communist China, and they're what they do to oppress people, and you wouldn't believe the stories that you can read out of China.
Right.
Then they don't. Then why does it the same NBA, who insists so dramatically that men be allowed into little girls' bathrooms, huh?
Right.
So they're going to stand on their conviction,
even
right?
though they don't allow that in their stadiums.
Right, in the NBA.
Yeah, in the NBA, right. you can't go to their stadiums and go
but
in any bathroom.
They were taking
want.
A stand there, right. Ray. But now they won't say anything about it. Now they're just
they're
praising
such
China.
Blatant, obvious hypocrites. They love money more than they love freedom. They love their profits more than they love human rights. And you know, on one level, okay, you kind of get it. I mean, there's 1.3, 1.4 billion people in China. I've been there, Tim. I mean, they are sports
right.
crazy over there.
Right.
Yao Ming is a he is a superstar over there. They love James Harden and
sure.
they love LeBron James and Michael Jordan and all the rest of them. Okay, so the general manager of Houston puts up this basically innocuous meme,
right? Right,
and he gets crucified by the NBA for doing that. Has to apologize. James Harden has to play the game. Steve Kerr won't say anything. LeBron James hasn't said anything yet. It's really sickening because the NBA is woke on issues they want to be woke about, but on the issue of freedom and democracy in China, profits trump everything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the NBA, to Ray's point, 1.3 billion people there. The NBA is licking its chops.
Yeah.
If they could get 200 million people buying T-shirts and sports packages and watching the NBA, my understanding is in China, even with the time difference, they'll watch live NBA games over there. And so they want, and this is the same problem that Apple has, and Google and all these other big corporations, they want that market, and they will sell their soul. And that's what the NBA has done here.
I wouldn't have so much of a problem with NBA. A lot of companies do business in China.
Right.
I haven't looked at my shoes, but they're probably made in China.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't avoid it altogether. But a couple things here. One is, for this gentleman to be chastised for just supporting freedom and liberty, if we can't support freedom and liberty, if the NBA tells, no, you got to take that down because it upsets the communist Chinese, well, then to your soul, you just said sold your soul, or Ray said
I said it. Well, Ray said it to
we're all saying you're selling your soul.
Right.
You're selling your soul because you're saying the ideal of freedom and liberty is for sale.
Yeah.
If we can just make enough money off China.
It would be interesting, I think, to consider what might have happened had the NBA said, you know what, we're for freedom and liberty, live with it. Is China going to upset its billions of people by taking all of its sales away? I mean, it's a gamble that you might lose some business, but
I doubt it would.
I don't think that they would cut off the NBA completely because I think they could have stood on principle on this one.
The NBA is currently China's most popular sports league. I mean, so if the NBA had stood up and done what is right, is China going to take them, erase them completely? I don't think so. But even if they did, at least the NBA would be standing up on the side of liberty and freedom.
Yeah, and also, okay, another thing is, if this is where the NBA is going to draw their line, then don't be lecturing us about other social justice issues.
Right.
Okay, right. That's and virtue signaling and acting like we're standing up for such and such.
Yeah, just tell us if you're for sale. If you're for sale,
right.
We just want to know
your price.
Yeah, right. Just name your price. There you go.
Name the price. That's right. Yeah.
You're listening to Today's Issues. We got
Let me just put a button on this thing. I don't recommend the show South Park. It's an animated adult cartoon, and it gets kind of raunchy and everything. But they do some biting political commentary. And there was an episode of South Park that was banned also in China. They issued an apology. The creators of South Park, they say, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Xi, talking about President Xi, does not look like Winnie the Pooh at all. And he does. Tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Sarcasm sometimes is the best answer.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's that'll be – so you're saying that won't be played in China?
No, they're not going to be played.
Oh, no. That will not be shown.
It has been banned.
Now who else – is it? Was it South Park that originally got in trouble for likening Xi to
– Yes, a panda.
To Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It was.
Beautiful.
I want to tell you about a gentleman. His Chris Perfick and Persick. He's in Pittsburgh, and he was driving his van, and he started smelling something that was a little smoky and a little kind of smelled good. Couldn't figure out what it was. He pulls the car over, opens his hood, and finds out that some squirrel had stored more than 200 walnuts in his engine. He was roasting them as he was driving down driving down the street.
And that was the smell of roasting
walnuts.
Well, yes. So my first question would be, how long had it been since he had driven this car?
You gotta wonder.
Because it's either a several days or a week,
or
this squirrel had put away 200 walnuts overnight.
A very industrious squirrel.
How do you even get 200 walnuts?
I don't know.
I will say
there's
this.
Some technical questions here.
I will say this. My wife picked me up. This is probably 6 months ago. Picked me up after work. We're going to get something to eat. She said, I smelled something in the car. So I popped the hood, and a wild rabbit, had crawled up. There's some sort of little I guess some kind of shield underneath.
Yeah, like an oil pan, probably.
And a rabbit had crawled up there and had gotten, and had died, and had gotten stuck to that shield.
Did it die recently so that you could have
some
stewed rabbit?
So you said, honey, we got dinner tonight.
We got dinner tonight.
We were supposed to get something to eat. I don't know what, and it didn't stop me, but I had one of our guys here checked it out. We could not get it off.
Oh,
so I had to go drive to a Jiffy Lube place.
Well done, rabbit.
Yes. He said, I'm sorry. I don't know how long the thing's been there. It's just skin and bones, hair and bones.
Oh, my.
So there is room. There was room for a rabbit. I didn't know there was room for 200 walnuts.
200 walnuts, there is room.
Walnuts roasting on an open
engine.
I don't know. They just didn't. We need a different word. Our apologies to Nat King Cole.
Well, your apologies.
Yeah. All right. Thank
you. I'm not apologizing.
Ed, Steve, Ray, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. You're welcome.
Our thanks to Brent Creeley for running the controls for us today, and for Fred last hour for his contributions. Thank you for listening to AFR. We shall see you back here tomorrow.